ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ट्रांसलेशन पर प्रोपोज डिवाइन ग्रेस इज भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद श्री प्रभुपाद की। व्हाट इज पेनफुल फॉर सेंटली पर्संस हु स्ट्रिक्टली अडहियर टू द ट्रूथ, हाउ कुड देयर नॉट बी इंडिपेंडेंस फॉर प्योर डिवोटीज हु नो द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एज अ सब्सटेंस। व्हाट डीड्स आर फॉरबिडन फॉर पर्संस ऑफ द लोएस्ट कैरेक्टर एंड व्हाट कैन नॉट बी गिवन अप फॉर द सेक ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा बाय दोज who have fully surrendered at his lotus feet. Purport. It's a short purport, we'll read it. Since the eighth son of Devaki was to kill Kamsa, one might ask what the need was for Vasudeva to deliver the firstborn child. The answer is that Vasudeva had promised Kamsa that he would deliver all the children born of Devaki. Kamsa, being an asura, did not believe that the eighth child would kill him. He took it for granted that he might be killed by any of the children of Devaki. Vasudeva, therefore, to save Devaki, promised to give Kamsa every child, whether male or female. From another point of view, Vasudeva and Devaki were pleased, very pleased, when they understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, would come as their eighth son. Vasudeva, a pure devotee of the Lord, was eager to see Krishna appear as his child from the eighth pregnancy of Devaki. Therefore, he wanted to deliver all the children quickly, so that the eighth turn would come and Krishna would appear. He begot one child every year, so that Krishna's turn to appear would come as soon as possible. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What we are reciting is a very beautiful verse from the chapter Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, first chapter of 10th canto. Kim dussaham nu sadhunam means, meaning of this is, kim dussaham, difficult to tolerate. Saha means to tolerate. Dussaham means very difficult to tolerate. Kim dussaham, what is difficult for a pure devotee to tolerate? That means, Krishna's devotee can be put into various trials and tribulations and difficulties. But there is nothing that is difficult for him or her to tolerate. Why? Because, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Tvadbirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta. He said, he is always absorbed in service to Krishna, in the Katha of Krishna. Then secondly he says, Vidusham Kim Apekshitam. Vidush means learned person. Apeksha means expectation. Vidusham Kim Apekshitam. Expectations a person may have from anybody in this world, he has no expectations from anybody. He is already satisfied in the ultimate substance, which is the Supreme Lord. He understands that the Supreme Lord is the only substance, Vastava Vastu. So he doesn't have any other expectations from anybody. Thirdly, he says, Kim Akaryam. Akaryam means prohibited activities. Kim Akaryam? Kadaryana. Kadaryana means, see, the word Kadarya comes in various places in Bhagavatam. Kad Indriyaihi. The word is used in Devyani and Yayati discussion. Sarvabhauma Kadindriyahi. These are actually, Kadaryanam actually is a bad person or a asuric person. Such people, for them, what prohibited activities are there in this world? Nothing is prohibited. They can do anything. Just like Duryodhana is trying to bring somebody to the court and disrobe in the public, a woman. Or he is trying to poison his own brothers. He is trying to send them away to the jungle, banishing them to the jungle. So, in this way, this Kim Akaryam Kadaryanam, there is nothing that is prohibited for a demon or a sinful person.
Then fourthly he is saying, Dustyajam kim dhritatmana. Tyaja means to give up. Dustyaja means very difficult to give up. Dhrita means determined. Dhrita atmana means one who is fixed in his self-realization. For such a person, it is not at all difficult to give up the things that are most aspired for by anybody. What cannot be given up for the sake of Lord Krishna? Because Vasudev knew eighth child would be Krishna. So giving up the seven children was very easy for him. You see, when the Akashvani came that, O Kamsa, the eighth child of Devaki is going to be the cause of your death. At the time, you all know how Kamsa caught hold of the hair of Devaki and tried to kill her on the spot. You've seen that picture. How many women, they were fainting also. Some of them were falling unconscious. If you see that picture, you'll see. How can somebody act so dangerously in the public, trying to kill a woman in the public? So, at that time, Vasudev preached to him a beautiful verse. Yesha is showing Devaki. Tava Anuja Bala. Tava Anuja means your sister, your younger sister. Bala is saying, she's an innocent woman. Kripana Putri Kopama. Kripana actually means weak or humble or dependent. Person is called Kripana. She is actually dependent on you. Putriko Upama is saying, she is like a putrika, like your daughter. In India, in any family, after the father, the eldest brother is considered like a second father for the younger, like a daughter, like sisters. His sisters consider him almost like a father only in India. So he is saying, Putriko Upama, she is like a child to you. She is like a daughter to you. Hantum narhasi kalyanim imam tvam dina vatsalaha. Hantum na arhasi. She doesn't deserve to be killed like the way you want to kill her. So Kalyani is saying, she deserves your affection. Imam tvam dina vatsalaha. Oh, you are actually a person who is compassionate to the poor and innocent. Please don't kill her. Like that he was requesting. Kamsa. So he says many things here. If you see, he's saying that she's like a daughter to you, she is a woman, she's after all your Anuja, your sister, and it's a marriage occasion, very auspicious occasion. And what will happen to your prestige? What will people think about you? Because for demons, the prestige they may want to preserve it. So he told him that also. Nothing worked there, even after saying all these things. But Kamsa was more afraid of his own life. That is why he says here, Kim Akaryam Kadaryanam. Kim Akaryam Kadaryanam means, for such asuras, what prohibited activities are there for them? They can do anything. Anything and everything. So in this way, Kamsa's behavior erupted and nothing could be done on the spot immediately. But Vasudev told him that I promise you that I will give every child born of Devaki to you. And I will, because Vasudev is promising, that means he will never go back in his words. And even a demon like Kamsa had full faith in Vasudev's integrity. He believed him. And then he let her go. So this Akashvani produced two effects in Vasudev. One effect was, alas, my newly wedded wife is going to be killed now. And on the other hand, he also was very happy to hear the news that Krishna has agreed to be born in my family. So it was like a pleasant news as well as a painful news also, simultaneously. The pain is that all my children will be butchered by Kamsa. But then Krishna will appear after that. And Vasudeva was willing to take it up for the sake of Krishna, because he knew Krishna is the only substance. He says, Vidushyam kimapekshitam. One who is a learned person, he does not have any expectations in this world or from this world. This is a very deep verse. Because it teaches us three qualities of devotees and one quality of demon in this verse. First one, first part of the shloka teaches tolerance. And second part of the verse teaches freedom from expectations. Because if somebody's happiness is a function of expectations from others, can that person be always happy? If our happiness is equal to F of E, which is expectation from others. So as soon as our expectations are frustrated, what will happen? We will be frustrated also in life. And that's what happens in this world. Everybody has expectations from everybody else. Like, you know, in our school days, our teacher asked us, how many of you would like to have your best friend in your life? So everybody raised a hand. What are the qualities of your friend that you look for? Then we wrote down all the qualities. Then teacher asked, now you look at the list of qualities and find out how many of those qualities that you are exhibiting. My Lord, out of 20 things we wrote, probably 3 or 4 we were fitting. Then she said, that is why it's difficult for you to get a good friend. So, in the same manner, you ask any man who is going to marry, he can give a long list of expectations from, you know, how should the woman, girl should be, or how, ask a girl how the boy should be. There is expectation in this world, from material expectations. This world is a world of ups and downs. And here you find the situation is not just some up or down. It's a question of life and death. Imagine facing a situation where somebody is on the spot going to be killed by somebody who has got out of control, is going to kill her on the spot. So you imagine yourself in the position of Vasudev. How would one act in this situation? You see, in the Western world, the god is described as somebody who is very dangerous. In Bible you will read about Cain and Abel, you know. So this, the Cain and Abel are two brothers. They go to offer some items to God. And the one is offering some fruits and vegetables. The other one is offering some lamb or something, some flesh or something. So that that this offering is done in order for God to forgive them from their sins. Because if they don't offer something to God, then the sin will be accounted for. And if they seek forgiveness, then they will be redeemed of the sin. You will find that. Especially in the Old Testament, you will find God is considered a very dangerous person who gives justice and who punishes those who are wrong. And same with Islam also. You will find God has a very lot of very rigid practices, just like the burqa they put, you know, cover from top of the head, tip of the toe, and there are many do's and don'ts in the Muslim religion also. So you find the reason why this kind of rigid rules are found in these religions is the tendency of people is to always take religion and God very lightly. But here we find Krishna is a flute playing God. Krishna is a dancing God. He is a singing God. He is a befriending God. In India, he is presented like that. Is it not true? Oh, what a contrast you can see. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not speak about Radharani much. Hardly he spoke in any occasion. When somebody asked why he doesn't talk so much about Radha, Krishna, Leela and all these things, he said there are so many people living even in Radhakund. They say that yesterday night Radharani came in my dream. I requested her to dance and she beautifully danced for me. And next day morning they're smoking bidi while saying this. So he got fed up seeing these people, how cheaply they take Radha and Krishna. So that is why Prabhupada used to say that draw a picture of Krishna who is generating all the universes and controlling all the universes rather than drawing a picture of Krishna dancing in rasa dance with gopis. So more than that, what people need to see, and that is why we have that picture of Krishna in the spiritual world standing with a stick You know, and below that you find Mahavishnu, from whose body all the universes are coming out. Is it not? You see that? So Prabhupada liked that picture very much, because Prabhupada said, let people understand who Krishna is actually. First you understand him to be the controller of the universe. So Prabhupada, one man asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, your discussions are about Kurukshetra Krishna or Vrindavan Krishna? Prabhupada said, first you understand Kurukshetra Krishna, then you can go to Vrindavan Krishna, he said. Understanding Kurukshetra Krishna means Bhagavad Gita. Understanding Vrindavan Krishna means Bhagavatam. So before Bhagavad Gita comes, before Bhagavatam comes Bhagavad Gita. Before calculus comes algebra. Basics. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I would rather prefer to speak about the miseries of material existence in all my talks rather than talk about Radha and Krishna Leela for the people of the world. Why? Because the miseries which are pinching all the living beings, unless living entities are convinced about it, they are not going to take Krishna seriously. They are going to take Krishna very casually. When we have a casual consciousness, we cannot take shelter. That is just next to impossibility. Any of you here, do you go to a doctor when you are not sick? How many of you go to a doctor after your disease gets cured? Like you took viral fever tablets, antibiotics. 3 days you took it and you got cured. How many of you call back the doctor on phone and tell him that, sir, now I'm all right now? Any of you? Any of you do that? Generally, we don't even remember the doctor once we get cured. Correct, no? Is it not true? But when you are sick, you will see, you will run to the doctor. Isn't it? At that time, we are so much in tension. And doctor is like God only for us. Doctor, please check my nadi. Please check my fever. You know, I'm feeling stomachache or chest pain or something like that. We completely hand over ourselves to the doctor. Similarly, with God also, we take God and religion and things very casually, unless there is some danger. And the miseries of material existence are existing everywhere, always. We only have to be informed by somebody. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur preferred to talk about miseries of material existence. Now, like one student was asking, see, my birth happened long before and my death seems to be far away also. I am a young man. Old age is also not nearby. Old age will take another 60, 70 years for me. Right now, I don't see any problem and my body has no diseases. I am hale and healthy. So how do I know, you know, there is any problem for me? I don't feel there is any problem. In the same manner, you will find if somebody is getting married, marriage is like the pinnacle situation for a man or a woman. Especially for a woman, for her, especially uneducated woman, who are living in a village or in a, this thing. For them, you know, they think the marriage is a very crucial point for her. Why? Because her shelter is going to be moved from her parents to the another home. She is going to accept a husband. She is praying that I should get a good fellow as my husband who will shelter me properly. So it's a very crucial moment. And it is a very joyful moment also. Everybody comes and congratulates, they give gifts and everything. Wedding is a very special day. One gets blessings of everybody, all the relatives and friends. So even in such an occasion, there can be danger. That's what we see here. Devaki and Vasudeva are getting married. How many of you think on a marriage day you can think of miseries of the material world? Will anybody think about it? That will hardly pass your mind. If it is your birthday celebration, or you know, they are celebrating, like they called one of our All India toppers, Gokul Prabhu, to felicitate him in Pune. Many IIT professors and all came, some 200 people came. So the program was actually meant to glorify him and give him some prizes and everything. But he went and told about the threefold miseries of material existence and fourfold problems of life and how Krishna is the only shelter. You have to go back home, back to Godhead. So some people, after the lecture, they were amazed. They said, you are giving amazing sermon. We never thought you are such a spiritualist also. We only knew you are top in studies. So he said, yes, I am topper now. But how long will this remain with me? I have to one day pass out of this world. They were very amazed. Even being a topper of India, he is being felicitated. Even at that time, he is remembering God. Which moment you belong to? Give us the address. We want to come. They took the card from him. All the people took temple card, and many of them wanted to come to join our courses here. So, to remember God at the time of success, or to remember God at the time of marriage, or at the time of, you know, when one is in a pinnacle, is actually the glory of a devotee. Only a devotee can remember that. It is possible. So, Bhaktisan Saraswati Thakur spoke about the miseries of material existence rather than speaking a lot about Krishna and his pastimes for this reason. Because the conditioned souls may take God very casually, cheaply. So he wanted to first give them awareness about the suffering. When we know, like one psychiatrist doctor was saying, 80% of a psychiatrist patient's problem is that they don't admit, he said. 80% he says. The moment they admit, immediately medicine is available. They will get cured. But they will not admit, he said. He said, most part of our counseling goes in convincing them that they have a problem, he said. And once it is, they are convinced, then the medicine is very easy after that. Similarly, most people don't even know about the sufferings of the material world. They are living in a dream world in this world. And the modern day civilization is increasing their intoxication more and more. Is it not true? That's the reason why Bhaktisan Saraswati Thakur spoke. And that's the reason. So Prabhupada made a very good blend in his books. Prabhupada gave about miseries of the world also. And he also spoke many wonderful pastimes also. Both he spoke, Prabhupada. So, just like Kaviraj Goswami says, I am very, very old. My hand is shaking when I am writing with my pen. Anytime I may leave my body, I am 90 plus now. So, I don't know whether I'll be able to complete the Chaitanya Leela fully. So I will try to give you a summary of the whole Chaitanya Leela in one chapter only. He's giving all the summary. And then he's continuing Chaitanya Leela as much as he could describe. And he completed it also. And similarly, Prabhupada also at one point of time felt, I may leave the world anytime. Better I write a Krishna book, which is a summary study of the 10th canto. So he wrote the summary study. And he told the devotees, this is a book I have written to give solace to the devotee's heart. Because if I simply tell only about the miseries of material existence and go away, then people will not know the sweetness of Krishna. So he gave the sweetness of Krishna in Krishna book. He described it. And there also he interspersed with a lot of philosophy in between. The gopis are telling, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he already told us, you know, like that gopis are telling Krishna. So one student came and asked me, Bhavaji, gopis knew Bhagavad Gita also? I thought only Arjuna knew Bhagavad Gita. So then I told him it is summary study. In summary study, the author has some more freedom to say the right thing in while summarizing. He cannot say any wrong thing. There is a lecture. Ye lecture ka anuvad piche chal raha hai, hall ke piche. Kisi ko Hindi mein chahiye to aap piche ja sakte hain. So Prabhupada gave the Krishna book. So on the same day, Janmashtami day, in West Virginia, New Vrindavan, when Prabhupada was telling a devotee to read Krishna book, and he read more than about 3 hours or so. Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, up to chapter 6 or 7. And Prabhupada was listening very attentively, relishing the Krishna book, while many of the devotees were falling on one another. Extremely tired. And then Prabhupada, one chapter would end, Prabhupada would say, next chapter, he would say. And they would continue that chapter. Next chapter, he would say. They would continue. And Prabhupada was closing his eyes and relishing and enjoying. When he opened his eyes and saw, devotees are falling on each other, tired extremely. That was almost midnight. So Prabhupada took pity on them. He said, okay, no problem. Now let us stop now. Now you may have a question. Prabhupada arrived there to Nivrindavan. Why should he not give a lecture instead of reading from Krishna book? Prabhupada wanted to stress on Vani. Although Vapu is right here, I am very old. Anytime I may leave this world. But how much important are his books? He wanted to stress that. So he, in his own presence also, he told the books to be read. His Krishna book to be read. You can see that. So sometimes the Lord puts his devotees in an awkward position like this, like Vasudev. Imagine if any of us were in this position of Vasudev. Suddenly he comes by, picking up the hair, and he's going to cut her neck. What would you do at this moment? Very dangerous situation. One may, actually there is a possibility you try to save her, then you may be killed also. Correct, no? Hey, you are trying to protect her, first I'll finish you, then I'll finish her. Kamsa can do that. Or he could run away from the situation. We say flight or fight, we say, no? He can fight now, but Kamsa has many other men also. So there may be danger for life of Vasudeva. If he flees away from that place, if he goes away from that place, then Devaki would surely be killed. Is it not true? That would be amounting to running away from responsibility after marriage. Somebody may say, just now only he got married. He has not even lived with her. It's a marriage party. Why can't he run away? For Vasudeva, his own life was not all. He wanted to protect Devaki also. So, Vasudeva's qualities, exalted qualities, are mentioned elsewhere in Bhagavatam, many other places also. To become the father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what kind of devotee he must be? So he was a very, very exalted personality. He didn't run away from the situation, he didn't attack Kamsa, but he used his thinking. That is why it is said, buddhiryasya balam tasya, it is said. Na buddhistu kuto balam. Prabhupada used to quote this. One should use the buddhi, especially in such crisis situations, first. So the example is given, is the elephant great or Ankush great, it is said. You know Ankush, with which the elephant is controlled by the mouth, a small stick. So Ankush is very small, but the elephant is very huge. But Ankush is considered superior because it can control the elephant. Similarly, is a dark room great or a lamp great? It is said lamp is greater because when you bring a lamp inside a room, it dissipates all the darkness, you see. Similarly, between the raw strength and skill, skill is considered superior. So Vasudev decided that I will utilize the best of my discretion to try to explain to him some philosophy in such a way that Kamsa can act properly. And Devaki's life can be saved.
Hare Krishna. आगे जो बैठे हुए प्रभु जी हैं और उनके जस्ट पीछे जो बैठे हुए माता जी हैं, यहाँ पर इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशन चल रहा है इन स्पीकर्स पर. अगर आपको हिंदी में सुनना है तो आप यहाँ इस लाइन में कहीं भी मत बैठिए, आपको इस साइड में आकर इस वाइट पर्दे के पीछे जहाँ पे हैंड वॉश एरिया है वहाँ पर आपके लिए भाषांतर चल रहा है. तो जिनको हिंदी में सुनना है कृपा करके मनीष प्रभु वहाँ पर ट्रांसलेशन कर रहे हैं हिंदी में अनुवाद, तो उनके पास जाकर बैठिए. नहीं तो दो दो साउंड्स अलग अलग आते हैं तो भक्तों को सुनाई नहीं देता अच्छे से. और पीछे जो बैठे हुए भक्त हैं जो सेवाएं कर रहे हैं, अगर आपको सेवा नहीं है तो आप आगे आकर बैठिए, क्योंकि इसका साउंड क्वालिटी जो है पीछे हमने ज़्यादा नहीं रखा है. अगर आपको अच्छे से सुनना है तो आप इधर आगे आकर बैठिए, ताकि वो पीछे जो हिंदी ट्रांसलेशन होता है उनको उस इंग्लिश आवाज़ की ज़्यादा तकलीफ नहीं होगी. तो इफ़ यू डोंट हैव अ सर्विस प्लीज कम अहेड एंड सिट हियर सो दैट द साउंड्स डोंट इंटरफियर विद ईच अदर. धन्यवाद.
सॉरी. किम दुस्सहम नु साधु नाम. सो सह मीन्स टू टॉलरेट, दुस्सह मीन्स इम्पॉसिबल टू टॉलरेट और वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू टॉलरेट. सो इवन समटाइम्स द फिजिकल पेन्स व्हेन डॉक्टर गिव्स अ इंजेक्शन, it's very painful, isn't it? Like, you know, my doctor used to come to give an injection, I would close my eyes and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I would be saying, and he would not give an injection. After I finished Mahamantra, he would ask him, Prabhuji, can I give now? I would say that when I am chanting continuously, you give the injection, that's all. You know? So I would tell him, finish it off. It's very painful. Even physical pains are so painful. And far more painful than physical pain is the mental pain. Is it not true? Because that lasts for a longer time. And here, what is the situation that he is facing is extreme, extreme situation. You will see how much pain Prahlad Maharaj was inflicted by Hiranyakashipu. What kind of pains are inflicted? I was telling you about the Pandavas. You can think about Prahlad Maharaj. These pains were externally inflicted upon him. So many types of pain, personally, physically on him. And it was not a doctor's injection to do good for you. These are actually meant for torturing him and killing him, butchering him practically. So this is very relevant. Kim dusaham na sadhuna? Because Prahlad is fixed in the absolute truth, fixed in Krishna, he could take it all that. Because Krishna gave him the strength to take it. Now think about it. Kamsa has a lot of bad tendencies, which are explained in another chapter also. Kamsa actually, how he dealt with Ugrasena. He is calling that Ugrasena is a old fellow. He's a old fellow, you know, I will throw him off. He says that, and then he is talking about only one fellow he says is good, that is Jarasandha. He says, Jarasandha mama guru, he says. Because actually Jarasandha fought with Kamsa, and Jarasandha saw that Kamsa is very powerful. And he gave his daughter, you know, Jarasandha's daughter was married to Kamsa. So Jarasandha became his allies. And so he says, he's also equally powerful like me, so he's my guru, like that he says. But then he is talking about everybody else in so many ways he will find in this. But Vasudev is still dealing with Kamsa in a respectful manner. You will find here, he is saying, Dina Vatsala, he says, you are very compassionate to your sister. He is saying, similarly in other places also, you will see him calling him with great respect. You will find, he is calling him a Saumyam. In one of the verses I saw, Saumya means one who is very composed and sober. Can you call Kamsa as sober? You'll find in one of the verses, you will find is 54. Nahi asyaste bhayam Saumya. He's calling him as Saumya, sober. Yadubai. Vasudev saying, oh, best of the sober, you have nothing to fear from your sister Devaki, Ajay is saying. So, who will want to call Kamsa as a Saumya? One who is sober. He is not sober at all. So, why I was telling this particular point now, not only we should tolerate if somebody tortures us in this world, like Vasudev is tolerating, with a firm faith that Krishna is in control. Ultimately, Krishna is watching and he will do the right thing. Of course, this tolerance, like when I was giving a seminar on this, on one of the topics, one lady was asking, should we go on tolerating until the point of suicide? No, Shastras don't say you suicide. If somebody is suiciding, then that means they didn't tolerate it. Actually, some action has to be taken wisely, and that action is being taken by Vasudev, to protect Devaki and to hand over the children to Kamsa. Some agreement is made. It is being done. Either you take an action. Or one more way to see persons like Kamsa or anybody else is they have to work out their karma bank account with Krishna. That is their problem, not my problem. All of you ask for think for a moment, you go to a hospital. Somebody has cancer, somebody has TB, somebody has AIDS, somebody has brain tumor. And you also go to hospital, you know, you have broken leg or something, fracture or something, you go. Now, do you bother about everybody else? Why are you having cancer? Why are you having TB? You will become upset with them? That is their problem and they are dealing with the doctor. So Krishna is the doctor. He's dealing with all living entities. If you have a problem, you deal with Krishna. I have a problem, I will deal with Krishna. Ultimately, we have to show our account to whom? Krishna only. Is it not true? Similarly, even in a society of devotees, we may have people having problems. So how are we to understand? Like sometimes certain diseases are externally visible. Imagine somebody has, broken his hand, he's having this tight thing. He's coming like this. Everybody can see. Everybody knows, very visible. or somebody got hit somewhere, they are tying this thing, externally visible. But the internal problems of devotees are not externally visible many times. You know, what problems everyone is undergoing, only they only know, or some people in the nearby circle will know. Now, what are we going to do with the problems of multiple devotees, hundreds and thousands of devotees around us? It is only relevant to talk about them if we are in a position to help them. And or we are in a position to guide them to somebody who can help them. Or we can inform somebody who can help them. And then only the talk about other devotees is valuable. Agreed? Correct, no? Otherwise say that, hey, look at the fellow, he has broken his hand. Look at that fellow, broken his hand. Are you an orthopedician going to help him? If you are an orthopedic doctor, then you call him and help him out. Then you are talking about it is meaningful. Otherwise it has no meaning at all, you see. So, similarly, here he is saying, when we talk about kim dussaham nu sadhu naam, actually the sadhus have a different business. What is sadhus business? They are absorbed in Krishna. Then that is why this becomes possible to be tolerated. Otherwise it's not possible to tolerate. See, in the material world, there is always a tit-for-tat tendency. In fact, this question is answered in the Bhagavatam also. You will find lower literatures like, you know, Mahabharata and other literatures which talk about people taking retaliation, people doing retaliation, tit-for-tat. Like Kaccha is retaliating to Devayani's curse. Devayani is cursing him. That Mithrasanjivani mantra you will forget, and he is retaliating immediately, saying you will never get married to a Brahmana boy. It's a tit for tat, we say. But actually, persons like Vasudev, he is also sorting out the situation. One should sort out. He is not running away from the situation in the name of tolerance. If, like there is a saying, what cannot be cured must be endured. If something, you cannot do anything about it, you tolerate it. But here is a situation where something can be done. So he's trying to do something. And that too depending on Krishna only. Ultimately it's Lord's will, whatever has to happen. It is Lord only who inspired some demigod to make that sound from the clouds. They said, oh foolish Kamsa, don't you know the eighth child of Devaki is going to be the cause of your death. Some demigod shouted out. So they're all inspired by Krishna ultimately to bring about this episode to happen. So Vasudev, on one hand is depending on the other hand taking initiative, both. In the name of depending on the Lord, he is not lazy to take action. And in the name of taking action, he is not forgetting Krishna either. He is also remembering Krishna. He is very happy that Krishna is going to appear as the eighth child. So, and then he says that the devotee focuses on the Supreme Lord as the only substance, Vastava Vastu, because of which he doesn't expect anyone to behave the way he wants them to behave. Like, you know, Vasudev knew Kamsa is incorrigible. He is not so much changeable. That is why even when Kamsa gave him back the child, you know, he knew that this fellow may take it back and kill the child. He was not very confident of Kamsa because he had uncontrolled mind and senses. And he was not in any hope that Kamsa will change his behavior. He didn't have any expectation. So he accepted the situation of being put in the jail, although he was the father of the Supreme Lord. He was put in the jail for so many long years with all chains and everything. So similarly, the third quality of a devotee explained here is dustyajam kim dhritatmanam, that is detachment. Tyaja means too difficult to give up. Dustyaja means very difficult to give up. For one who is determined in the path of self-realization, what is difficult for him to give up? So he is explaining here, for the sake of Lord Krishna, what can one not give up? Like Bali Maharaj gave up all the three worlds for the sake of Lord Vamanadeva. Similarly, you will find all over the literatures, Dhruva Maharaj got the kingdom, but later on, when he saw Vishnu, he wanted to give it up. In his mind, he gave it up. Although physically, he accepted it. Similarly, you will find great Pandavas were willing to accept the vanavas and then Krishna put them on again the position they accepted that. So you'll find that the devotees are always put in turmoil apparently. In the Shastra you find many, many devotees. But all the situations they accept as Krishna's will. And they are detached, he's saying, this tajam. So one is detachment, tolerance and no expectation. And one quality of demon is explained. Kimakaryam kadaryanam. What prohibited activities are there for demons? Which means in this world there are two forces acting, asuric forces and divine forces. From the dawn of creation. So there are atheistic forces and there are divine forces. There is always a tug of war. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned, sometimes there is sattva guna dominates and the devatas flourish and the asuras are subdued, you will find. At other times there is rajas tamas dominating and sattva is pinned down and because of which the world is ruled by asuras. You find like Bali Maharaj along with all the asuras was ruling for some period of time and then Aditi prayed to Lord Vishnu, like that. So you find this world is designed in such a way that the different forces come up and down. There is one verse in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita which says also, Rajasattvam, Tamaschaiva, Tamasattvam, like that it says. Some different modes predominate in this world. And what do the devotees do? Devotees are those who hold on to Krishna's lotus feet in any situation. Think about 500 years ago, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was propagating Krishna consciousness when we were under Mughal rule. How difficult it must have been. Now we have so much freedom, but the impetus for propagating is not so much in us. But at that time, you know, there were Tolnakas, there were Muslims, everywhere you will find Muslims. And they were practically controlling the whole India. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached and how Goswami's preached is a great miracle. How Vaishnavas survived. If one temple dome was little extra big, they would demolish it. They cannot tolerate it. Nothing should be taller than a mosque. So, and also, some of the stories you hear, they are extremely fearsome to hear. I heard in South India, one of the kings, he was actually killing many. He was actually, what they would do, Muslims would lick the tilak of the South Indian Sri Vaishnavas, would put tilak, they would lick it off and spit it out. So once you are licked by Yamlecha, then you will be outcast in your own this thing. So what some of them did, some of them put poison in the tilak and they wore it when it will licked. And they would lick it and they would die. But the result was what? The Muslim king became even more angry and started killing hundreds of Vaishnavas. Instead of doing this, they killed them, cut off. In those days, how they practiced. But one thing is, devotees of God in all situations, they go on and on, practicing devotion service. It's an unchanging principle. Practicing devotion service, taking shelter of Krishna is an eternal principle. So here you find Vasudev, inside the jail, he is Krishna conscious. Outside the jail, he is Krishna conscious. Later on, when Narada is coming to meet him, he is Krishna conscious. That time also. Yeah. So the pastime goes on like this. After he convinced him. One important point. I actually wanted to begin the talk from where His Grace Gauranga Prabhu had left. But in the last lecture. Actually, Gauranga Prabhu was supposed to speak 6 lectures. He could speak only 4. So one of the points he was making, interesting point, that Lord Ramachandra is Dharmaparayan, Dharma Roop, and Krishna is Prem Roop, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Karuna Roop. He was telling, if 3 of them meet in a room, you know, if there was a meeting, you know, Krishna is Prem Roop, so he may accept. He was telling an interesting example of Indra. You know, Indra has done so many blunders, and one of the biggest blunders he did was to try to kill Vrijavasis. And then Krishna called him and said, Aisamad karo karke, send him back. And on the other hand, he is killing so many demons and everything. Because he is seeing always, who are all tilak wale? If you are wearing tilak, then Prem Roop. So he accepts them. And Lord Rama is Dharma Roop. According to Dharma, he decides things. And then he said, Chaitra Mahaprabhu is Karuna Roop. Actually, it is very, this question will be asked to you when you go out, whether God sides with his devotees. And that's what Hiranyakashipu criticized also. That this Vishnu always leans like a child leaning to mother. He is always leaning towards devotees. Like Amritam is being distributed only to the devatas and not to the asuras. From a very external point of view, it will appear Lord is only siding with the devotees. It will appear. See, the Shastras, what they do, they present a controversy and then they clarify it. Now you may ask, why to do this unnecessarily? Don't bring in controversy. No. By bringing controversy and clarifying it, our faith in the Lord will become very deep-rooted. That is why they present. In Prahlad Maharaj, in one of his prayers, is telling, my dear Lord, even if your own son breaks your law, you will kill him. But on the other hand, you will keep a Daita Putra on your lap. See, who is Krishna's son whom Krishna killed? Bhaumasura. See, the Lord has made a system for this whole world. Lord has made, this is Brahminical culture. One should not kill cows. And one should have Varnashrama Dharma. These are the God's laws one should follow. Yeme matamidam nityam anutishthanti manavaha shraddhavanto anasuyanto muchyante tepi karma bihi etvadabhyasuyanto nanutishthanti me matam sarvajnana vimudhamstan vidyanashtana chetasaha. See, these two verses Krishna is saying. One who follows my instructions, as I have spoken in Bhagavad Gita, Eme matamidam nityam anutishtanti, with Shraddha, with Anasuya, he says, without any envy, they will get liberated from this world and they will come back to me. Those who don't follow, even if they be devotees or my son or whoever it is, they will be vanquished, Krishna is saying. There is no, Krishna doesn't do pakshapat. So one should not think just because Indra happens to be Indra or he is on Vishnu's side, he is being protected. Lord will severely punish. In fact, you will find one Gautama Rishi gave Indra a curse that you have become a lusty rogue. Let all over your body, let there be the chinha of a female private parts. And Indra was having that all over his body. It was very shameful for him. Later on, he fell at the feet of Gautama Rishi and said, please, how can I go out? I cannot show my body or face to anybody. Then he said, okay, I'll convert the curse into another curse. Because the eyes are the vent for lust, I will make you have eyes all over your body. After that, Indra came to be called a Sahasralochan. He had thousands of eyes all over his body, everywhere. Now, where was Lord Vishnu? Did he not go to protect Indra that time? Which goes to show Lord Vishnu likes to see wrongdoers punished, whoever it be. And he follows Dharma in that respect. You will see that. Is it not true? Lord did not go and stop this. He thought, let Indra get his dose also. And everywhere he roams around, when he sees the people, see the eyes, people understand what this fellow did. Is it not true? Of course, this Sahasralochan, his eyes became benedicted when Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. He could take darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu with thousands of eyes. One eye may close, another eye can see, keep watching always. So, in the Bhagavatam 7th canto, first part, this question is clarified that Lord does not, Prabhupada explains, Lord may appear to be favoring devotees, and he may be appearing to be disregarding demons. But what is it? Prabhupada explains. A good child in a class, obedient child in a class, is always liked by the teacher. The teacher may call the child and give him a notebook or give him a book or discuss with him some things, which the teacher will not do with a naughty boy who is sitting behind and doing some, drawing or going to sleep in the class or whatever, isn't it? Similarly, the demigods are those who align to the Brahminical culture. So the Lord always prefers to see that the Brahminical culture is upheld all over the world. in that sense, sometimes the Lord may forgive. Why is he forgiving Indra? And why he may not forgive Kamsa or somebody like that? Because the Lord forgives Indra because again he will uphold the Brahminical rule. He may commit a mistake. Mistake is rectifiable. Rectify and then it may be continued. Whereas with the demons in this world, demons are incorrigible. Just like Narada told that fellow to go to Shiva. Who is it? Kedarnath. Bhasmasura. Because he understood this fellow doesn't want an honest path to achieve a difficult ambition like Dhruva. This fellow wants to kill anyone who gives him the boon, or he wants to destroy all the living entities. So Lord did not favor him at all. I mean, Narada did not guide him to Vishnu. You will see like that. So you will see that Krishna also follows the law. He says that, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, yadi hyaham na varteyam, he says that in Bhagavad Gita. He says, name parthasti kartavya trishalo keshu kinchana. He's saying, my dear Arjuna, I have no duty to do in all the three worlds, but still I do my duty. I also follow the norms within this world. I only created the demigods and they lay down some norms which I also follow. Like you all know that Krishna would rise early in the morning and then he would take a bath and he would come and he would give offer cows in charity. And he would pray to the demigods. Do you know that? Somebody, if you read the Krishna book, somebody may say, hey Prabhuji, Krishna is also worshipping demigods. Somebody may come and say. Because a Vedic follower of Dharma worships all the devatas, performs yajna, he gives cows in charity, and he performs the duty of every average human being. It is not that Krishna only dances with the gopis at night. He also performs his duties. You will see that. He also performed what is dharma, he taught. So Prabhupada says, when we don't know whether we should imitate Krishna by seeing his activities or should we hear his instruction and follow, between the two, which is safer? Follow the instruction, Bhagavad Gita. Because if you want to imitate Krishna dancing with gopis, before that you have to dance on Kaliya. Isn't it? Anybody would like to try? Not with 1,000 hoods, only one hooded snake. Try to dance on his hood. Then you can dance with at least one gopi, you can dance. If you want to dance with thousands of gopis, then thousands of hooded Kaliya, you have to dance on them. Actually, Krishna is in Vishuddha Sattva platform. He is always smiling. While Krishna was dancing on Kaliya, what do you think? Was he in tension? Which hood is going to come now? I have to put my feet. He was looking like this. He was dancing very happily. He didn't even have to look at it. He was just jumping from one hood to another. As he was jumping, the hood was also coming up. Kali also didn't know how I am raising my hood. Exactly right hood he was lifting up. Krishna was just running from here to there, beautifully dancing. And the devatas were showering flowers and they were singing and dancing, also appreciating, you see. So Krishna is smiling on Kaliya's hoods. Krishna is smiling in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Prahasanniva Bharata. He says, you know. Arjuna was not smiling, but who was smiling? Because no problem. Krishna is a no problem master. He has no problem because nobody can do anything to him. You cannot harm him. You cannot kill him. You cannot favor him. Everything belongs to him. There is nobody equal to him. There is nobody superior to him. Then what? Then why will he not smile? Is it not true? He is simply smiling always. When he is dancing with the gopis, he is smiling. In Kurukshetra battlefield, he is smiling. He is always in Vishuddha Sattva platform. He is always happy. Never afflicted by the ups and downs of this world. And in the same manner, the devotees of Krishna who attach themselves very firmly to his lotus feet, they also will not be carried away by the ups and downs of this world. They acquire the similar qualities like Krishna. As he says, Yoma, that verse says, janma karma jame divyam yevam yoveti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. That is correct. But in another verse he says, tribir gunamayair bhavair ye visarvamidam jagat. And then what is the second line? Mohitam nabhi janati. No, not that one. Tribir gunamayair bhavair ye visarva midam jagat. And what is the next verse to that? Ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasas tamasascha ye matta eveti tan vidhi natvam te shutayi mayi. He is saying that in that verse, this sattva, rajas, tamas, I have explained to you, I am not affected by them, although they originate from me. They come from me, but I am not affected by sattva, rajas, tamas, three gunas. And those who know me, that I am transcendental, they also become transcendental. Like that he is saying. Huh? Simply by knowing it, you also become transcendental. So because Krishna is always happy, his pure devotees attaching themselves to Krishna's lotus feet, they also become happy. So in this way, Vasudev is trying to advise to Kamsa, but despite all these things, if Devaki was killed, what can be done? That has to be accepted as an inevitability. Such an inevitability may happen also. And he was ready for it. But he did his part. He did his duty. So in this way, the reason I was focusing on Vasudev's noble qualities in this chapter, these kind of qualities as devotees, we have to struggle hard to earn these qualities. That is tolerance of others' behavior towards us, or tolerating others' deficiencies. Two things I was telling in tolerance. See, when you say tolerance, one type of tolerance is tolerating lusty desires, or tolerating anger, tolerating mind's demands, or tolerating tongue and belly and genitals. All, these are also one type of tolerating. Tolerating the lower pushings and pullings. That is one type of tolerance. Another type of tolerance is when external stimuli hurts us or hurts our mind. And just like here, Vasudev is being hurt by Kamsa. How to face the situation, we have to know. We can always make an effort to rectify it for the good. But if we cannot, then one should accept it as Krishna's inevitable will. Krishna's will that comes as an inevitability in my life. And if somebody has deficiencies, so many people will have so many deficiencies. They are all like patients going to a doctor. Spiritual master is the doctor. Krishna is the doctor. So everybody has to work on the deficiency. Like if somebody is walking on the road, they slip in a banana peel and fall on the ground. Should we laugh at them? Or somebody is walking with a limping feet? So everybody in this world will be subjected to mistakes, deficiencies, troubles, trials, and wrong behavior, all these things, they will go through it. But every devotee is like a patient. And they have to go to the spiritual master of Krishna and they have to work on their anarthas deficiencies. And we have to find out if those deficiencies in them are affecting us or the community, then we have to find out how we can help them. How we can help the situation. Like here, Vasudev is helping the situation. You see? So this was about tolerance. What is the second thing we discussed? Vidusham kimapekshitam. We have to know Krishna is the only vastava vastu in this world. From Krishna, whatever you want to expect, Krishna can fulfill it. He says, you know, akama sarva kamova moksha kama udarati. You can have any expectation from Krishna. You can fulfill it. One boy asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, I have expectation. Why do you always describe Krishna as a beautiful one? Can Krishna show an ugly face to me? Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna also has ugliness. Look at the Visharupa Darshan. It has ghastly looking faces emanating fire, showing the teeth and crushing the skulls. Don't think Krishna cannot show ugly form, but that is not for his devotees. The sweet looking form is for devotees, and for those who demand ugly form like you, that is also available. You can see. Krishna has both sides. One side, his front is called religion, his back is called irreligion. Krishna has both. He has creation, he has destruction also. You will see that. So, anybody can expect anything from Krishna. And Krishna is one who can fulfill it. And by such connection to Krishna, one becomes satisfied in this world, having no expectations from anybody. So this is a very advanced platform. Because I asked my spiritual master once, how to give unconditional love to somebody without expecting anything from them? So he told me, This is very simple, he said. I asked how. This is called bhakti, he said. Huh? This is actually devotion. If you have devotion to Krishna, you should come to this platform, he was telling. Huh? That you should learn to love somebody even although they don't fulfill all your expectations. Huh? Even if they have some devotion to Krishna, you should be satisfied with that. Huh? He said the Patha Bhakti is it's a very advanced platform. Pure devotion is a very, very advanced platform. Hmm? So only a person like Kamsa can see good. Sorry, only a person like Vasudeva can see good even in Kamsa. Take for example Haridas Thakur. He could respect even that prostitute and see some good in her. So she became a devotee subsequently. It's, see, for us to see good even in good devotees is difficult for us. But exalted personalities can see good even in a prostitute. Like you know the story, you know. Once Jesus was sitting and one prostitute came running to him and fell at his feet and cried, saying that all these fellows are stoning me, and her body was full of wounds and bleeding. Many fellows were throwing stones at her. And when they all came, Jesus told them, stop! He said, they all stopped. Any one of you here who has committed no sin only has the right to pick up a stone and hit her. Then all of them dropped the stone and they retracted back after that. So this comes in Bible, the story. So even to her he gave God consciousness, Jesus. So similarly, Vasudeva is seeing good qualities even in Kamsa. He doesn't have much expectation from Kamsa. Only a small expectation. Please don't kill my sister, that's all. Other than that, whatever you are, you be what you are. What can I do? Huh? You know? At least don't do this much. Huh? Similarly, one more quality we learned. Dustyajam kim dhritatmanam. That is detachment. Huh? What cannot be given up for the sake of Lord Krishna? By those who have fully surrendered at his lotus feet. A devotee can give up. Like there is a saying, one member of the family can be given up for the sake of the family. One family can be given up for the sake of a country. And one country can be given up for the sake of the whole world. And the whole world can be given up for the sake of Krishna. That is said. Chanakya says this. So, what is there a devotee cannot give up for the sake of Krishna? So, what Vasudeva and Devaki are giving up is something very painful to give up. For a mother and father, the baby they beget is most dear. It has come from their own union. For any parent, the child born from their own bodies, it is more. Any mother would say that I would rather die rather than seeing my child killed. You can ask any mother. They'd feel like that. But here you find they have to beget a child. Sure shot they know they have to hand over to Kamsa. Most painful. Very difficult to detach yourself from your own child. See, when we all create something in this world, we can become attached. I write a book, I become attached to my book. You do some decoration and you go and ask everybody, how do you find this decoration? Is it not true? Whatever we do, we will become attached to it. In this world, we will see. But here, Vasudeva is begetting 7 children and detached from them, handing them all over to Kamsa. And he's asking what is difficult for a devotee to give up. For the sake of Krishna, he's saying. If Krishna says you give up, without any reservation. Because Krishna knows what is ultimately good for Vasudeva Devaki. That he is convinced about. One should give up. Like, for example, spiritual master tells you, you are taking something in hand, thinking it's a rope. Hey, it's a snake, give it up. Immediately, because it may be a snake. You should not argue, wait a minute, spiritual master, I'll put it in laboratory and check whether it is snake or rope. It looks like a rope only. You don't say like that. Give it up means you give it up. If you pick it up, then pick it up. So, responsibility should be accepted. Responsibility should be given up as per the instruction of Krishna. Here, is it not the responsibility of parents to beget and raise children? The responsibility, in our parenting whole book, we are talking about how to raise children. But Vasudeva was not allowed to raise children only. As soon as a bigot, go and hand over to a butcher. And he is going to murder. Because that's what was Krishna's dictation for him. Krishna said, this is what you should do. And he was ready to do. And that is detachment. You understand, no? Detach, actually sometimes Externally detachment may be there, but internally attachment may be there. But Vasudeva was fully detached. What is the proof? Without any hesitation, he went child after child after child. He gave it to Kamsa without any attachment. Only one child he was attached to. He refused to give to Kamsa. Who was it? About which we will discuss in the evening. Shri Prabhupada ki, Antarashyamad Bhagavatam ki.